just in the weeks preceding the George Floyd video, there were a couple of other videos that came out.
Yeah.
One was an encounter in Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
A white woman tells a black bird watcher that if he doesn't stop taping her after he had told her to put her dog on a leash, which was required in that part of the park, she tells him if he doesn't stop taping her, she's going to call the police and tell them that a black man is threatening her life.
Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
What did you see and hear in that tape?
I saw white privilege on full display and the full realization of white people that they can weaponize the police, that the police are their private constabulary, that if they just feel like they're maybe losing an argument, they can call the police. They're going to lead with the race issue because they know that the police will come and view the scene in a very particular way. They know. That's why when white people say, we didn't know, when they see these videos and they say, we didn't know it was this bad and we didn't know, they do know. They know that the state works for them. And they know that the state and law enforcement is embedded with the same narratives that they likely grew up with.